Hallelujah. I believe that the Lord has got a message for His people. I believe that the Word of God, all Scripture, is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hallelujah. How many want to be furnished? Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Now, He don't want no furniture. He said He wants you furnished. Amen? Sometimes we got too much baggage. He don't want all the baggage. He wants to furnish you with the tools you need to make it safely home.
Amen.
How many of you know He's already provided everything we need? If you got the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah. If you got the Holy Spirit of God, hallelujah. The Comforter, the promise of the Father sent to you. Praise God, you've got what it takes to make it all the way home.
Yeah.
And if you don't, there's nobody you can accuse or blame but yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 3. I believe the Lord has a message for you and for me today. We need to sanctify ourselves today. Praise God. Because we've got battles, struggles, temptations, trials that are coming against us in the days ahead, and we got to sanctify ourselves today for what is coming tomorrow. Amen. Are you there in Joshua chapter 3? Hallelujah. Praise God. That's one of the first books right after the first five. Amen. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, Joshua. Amen. Praise God. They're about to walk into the promised land. They got taken out of Egypt. They've gone through the wilderness. They've wandered around for 40 years. And now they're about to walk over into the promised land. How many of you are tired of wandering around in the wilderness of this world? And I'm ready to walk into the promised land. I'm ready for Him to sound the trumpet. I'm ready for the Lord Himself to descend with a shout, with the trump of God, with the voice of the archangel, and call you and me home to be with Him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Woo, hallelujah. Are you there in Joshua chapter 3? If you are, say amen.
Amen.
And then also pull down for some New Testament bread. Get to Revelation chapter 5. Have that there with your other finger. Praise the Lord. And we're going to read both of those. Joshua chapter 3. And Joshua rose early in the morning. And they removed from Kittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, church, sometimes when we hear that commandment from the Lord, we've gotten too comfortable in our place, and we don't want to go after the Spirit of God. But sometimes we better shake ourselves up. We better be willing to get ourselves moved out of our place so that we might go after the commandments of the Lord, that we might follow after the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That we might be on in the next place that God has called us to. Can somebody say amen.
Amen.
Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Oh, how many of you are ready for the Lord to do some wonders among you?
Yes,
hallelujah. He's going to do wonders. You choose whether it's going to be among you or not. Are you hearing me, church? Woo, turn with me now to Revelation chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?
Yes.
And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a Lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits that God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
Yes, sir.
And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. I want you to know that 10,000 times 10,000, that's 100 million angels. Just that right there. Oh, hallelujah. Are you glad there's a heavenly host? And that he has made his angels to be ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Come on.
And he counted them all. There's 100 million. And then there's thousands of thousands more.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing, come on, say it with me. We ought to be saying this too. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful and thankful for your word today. Oh Lord, we're so grateful and thankful that we can come together in your house of God again. Oh Lord, that we can come in the congregation of the righteous to lift up that holy and righteous name above every name. And oh God, I pray that you'll help us today. Cover us again in your glorious and righteous blood. Oh Lord, I pray that the seeds of truth from your eternal written in heaven word, oh God, that it would settle down into the fallow grounds of our heart. Oh God, that you've already plowed by the Holy Ghost today.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, make us receptive. Oh Lord, help us to be willing. Help us, oh God, to be submissive unto you, oh God, and receive with meekness the engrafted word of God,
yeah,
which is able to save our souls. And we give you the praise and the glory for all things.
Yeah.
And in the name of Jesus we pray, and everyone shouted amen.
Amen.
Come on, give God some glory.
Amen.
Come on, give God some glory.
Amen.
Come on, give God some glory. Woo, glory.
Lord.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. I want to preach to you this morning about sanctifying yourself. Sanctifying yourself today. The scriptures that I read to you in the book of Revelation in chapter 5, I believe that those times are just ahead of us. And in the view of eternity, it is but a moment of time that is left when the Lamb of God will take that book from the hand of the Heavenly Father and begins to open the seals for the final 3.5 years of this age. And for the believer, praise God. I said for the believer, it's the time that we have waited for. For the believer, hallelujah. It is the time when Jesus promised, I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. Where I am, there you may be also. For in my Father's house are many mansions. Hallelujah. Ooh, are you glad that in the Father's house there's many mansions? Hallelujah. Who ever heard of a house that had a lot of mansions in it? Well, praise God. What a big house my Heavenly Father has. Oh, praise God. There's many things that He has in store for us. No, I believe it is the time that the believers have waited for. Oh, Proverbs 4:18 says the path of the just is as the shining light which shineth more and more unto that day. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many of you ought to know that your light of Jesus that is in your life, it ought to be shining brighter and brighter today than when you first came to Jesus. Oh, when he first found you, he put a light down on the inside of you. Oh, he said, don't put it under a bushel. Oh, but set it up on a hill that it may give forth light. That Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said to me one time, "Preacher, why do you jump and shout and scream?" Hallelujah.
Can't you just give us a little dignified speech every Sunday morning? I said, no, I don't think it's possible.
No. Oh, because I'm not preaching to you some little dignified dead message. I'm preaching to you the living Word of God. Oh, and it's alive. Hallelujah. It's like a fire. Shut up in the bones.
Glory to God.
It's a living Word of God. It's not a dead gospel. Hallelujah. When you hear Jesus say, "Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they be as crimson, they shall be white like wool." Oh, when you hear Jesus say, "Come, whosoever will, let him partake of the fountain of the waters of life freely." Oh, church, that ought to do something to your soul. That ought to do something to you on the inside. That ought to make you want to jump up and shout, "Hallelujah!" Without me telling you to do it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Right,
woo, if it was a dead gospel, the power of the blood of Jesus wouldn't be in it. If it was a dead gospel, oh, then the Spirit of God would not be in it. If it was a dead gospel, the washing of the water of the Word would be missing in the message. Oh, praise God, but it's a living Word. Hallelujah. It's alive. It's alive and well. Hallelujah. It's alive and wanting to bring life into each one of your souls and spirits. Hallelujah. And I believe it wants to magnify and amplify your light of Jesus that is in you right now. Can somebody say hallelujah? Woo, I believe the world is trying to push the church into a namby-pamby gospel. Oh, well listen, the greatest story ever told, the greatest love story that was ever given to men, that's not a namby-pamby gospel. The so great salvation came at so great a cost. The so great salvation came at so great a price of the precious, perfect, spotless, all Son of God who gave Himself for you and me so that we might have life and that more abundantly. It came at a cost. Are you hearing me, church? Hallelujah. And if you're going to be sanctified by that blood, if you're going to be washed in the waters of that Word, if you're going to be filled with that Spirit, I'm here to tell you, it's going to come at a cost in your life. It's going to come at a cost where you surrender your all to Jesus. It's going to come at a cost where you lay down yourself and be crucified with Christ. Woo, can somebody shout hallelujah? Woo, glory to God.
Praise God.
Oh, the fulfillment of that great gospel in your life will also come at a cost. It calls for you to give a constant sanctifying of yourself. It calls for you to be consecrated, to be yielded. Hallelujah. That literally means to be filled or to be full. And sanctifying also means to be cleansed or a setting apart. Oh, church, setting apart, cleansing, being filled and full of what? How? To be filled with what? Oh, the Bible says, "Be not drunk with wine, but be ye filled with the Spirit." Oh, hallelujah. We need to be filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We need to empty out of our vessel all the things of this world. We need to empty out of our vessel all the things of our flesh so that we might be filled with the Spirit of God. Woo, can somebody shout hallelujah? Oh, listen, if you're filled with the water, if you're filled with the blood, hallelujah, if you're filled with the Spirit, hallelujah, how many of you know the Bible says the water, the Spirit, and the blood, they do agree in one. Hallelujah. Woo, praise God. 1 John 5:7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the water, the Spirit, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Woo! The blood is calling out.
and of His Word to be flowing through you. And the blood and the water cry out for the Spirit of the living God that's all on the believer. Somebody shout.
Oh, the world's looking for a positive gospel. Hallelujah. I said the world is looking for a positive gospel. I got one. Woo, praise God. I said I got one this morning. How are you hearing me, sirs? If you obey God, if you consecrate yourself to Him, you will be blessed. Woo, praise God. You mean I'm going to have prosperity, preacher? Oh yeah! You'll have some spiritual blessings. You'll have the unsearchable riches of God in Christ Jesus. Oh preacher, you what about material things? If you seek first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness, then all those other things will be added unto you. Hallelujah. The church has got it backwards. They're trying to draw people in by telling them they get saved, they can have what they want, live like they want, act like they want. They'll be happy, healthy, and wealthy. Woo, I'm here to tell you, church, you'll be happy in Jesus. Oh, He'll fill your soul to the brim with happy, happy, happy.
Yes.
Woo, praise God. Are you glad for Jesus this morning?
Amen.
Woo, glory to God. Oh yes, you'll be wealthy.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not in this world's good, but you'll be rich in faith. Woo, hallelujah. You'll be rich in the things of God. Oh, you'll set your affections on things above and not on the things of this earth. Oh, and then you'll find the unsearchable riches of Christ Jesus. And you'll be so happy, happy, happy.
Amen. Amen. Goodness.
Hallelujah.
Praise it, brother.
And they'll say, well, now you mean you'll never get sick? No. Your body's going to break down. Are you hearing me? You're going to get older. You're going to have infirmities of the flesh. There's going to be things that's going to bring you down. But praise God, someday we're going to have a new body. Someday we're going to have a new life. Woo, praise God. I don't know about you, but when my body gets tired, I know in my spirit and soul, I feel like a brand new baby in Jesus again.
Yeah.
Woo! Somebody shout hallelujah. Sometimes we let our bodies dictate to us how happy we ought to be in the Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know what I tell this old body? You sit down and be crucified with Christ. You sit back and you listen. The new man, Christ Jesus, is going to come to the forefront. Hallelujah. Don't you think this preacher of yours, when I get home, after giving you all I got and I'm preaching to you, I get home, fall back to my chair, Brother Tommy, and I go,
hallelujah. Yeah, I know.
But I want you to know something. As tired as I might be then, right now, I could run over a wall. I could take on the truth. I can go for another 5 hours. Should that be the will of God? Woo! Somebody shout hallelujah. And if He'll do it for me, He'll do it for you. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Lord.
If you'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all those other things shall be added unto you. Oh, praise God. How many of you love that gospel this morning?
Yes, sir.
Woo, glory to God. But there's another side. There's another side of the coin of the gospel of Jesus. And here it is. If you do not obey the gospel, if you live life your way, if you put Jesus at the bottom of your to-do list, there's coming a day. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you know. I don't care what you've been. I don't care how much money you got in the bank. Hallelujah. I don't care how well known you are. When you stand before Jesus and you're spiritually poor, He'll look at you and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Will somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God. Don't worry about those things. The pulpit might end up flipping over before it's over with today. Woo! Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Stand to your feet and give Him a shout of praise.
Yeah.
Come on. Magnify the Lord God. He is worthy. 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 Consecrate yourself. Sanctify yourself today.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
someday with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your strength, but it may be too late.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Church, are you hearing me? There's coming a day. If you don't know Jesus like you need to know Him, if you've been putting Him at the back of your list, if you've not been sanctifying yourself, how many of you know those who are fooling around today with God, who are trying to live with one foot in the world and the other foot in the church, trying to please God on one day and then living like you want to the other six? I'm here to tell you, there's coming a day. Oh, praise God. If you're not sincere now, I promise you, on that day you'll be so sincere. You'll be crying out and praying with the sincerity that you ought to have right now today.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen. That's good preaching, brother. Thank you.
Today is the day you must sanctify yourself.
Amen.
Now is the acceptable time for you to sanctify yourself. Ooh, glory to God. How many of you know the world's looking for Superman? You look around you, you see the world is looking for that Superman, and the Bible says he will show up in the appearance and in the form of a man called the Antichrist.
Yeah.
He will come with signs and lying wonders. And if you aren't holding to the hand of Jesus, you're going to believe the lie and be damned. Are you hearing me, church? You better know the man, hallelujah, the only man with the plan of salvation, Jesus Christ the righteous. For there's only one mediator between God and men. It's the man, Christ Jesus. You better know Him. You better know Him. Jesus had better be your Superman right now. Jesus had better be your hero right now in your life. Hallelujah. You better be sanctifying your life unto God. Hallelujah. Unto Christ Jesus and unto God. Hallelujah. All the time. Why, preacher? Why are you telling me this? Because the truth of the gospel every day is being changed into a lie. There are so many pulpits this morning, and so many of those who would call themselves preachers, and so many of those who would call themselves prophets of God, and they're preaching a false message, and they're giving lying spirits with seducing doctrines, telling people it don't matter what you do, it don't matter how you live, it don't matter how you act. Oh, God loves you. He'd never send your soul to hell. I'm here to tell you, if you're not sanctified in the blood, if you're not washed in the waters of His name, of His life, of His word, and of His death, oh, hallelujah, if you're not being led of the Spirit, you'll not be called a child of God. Can somebody shout hallelujah?
Yeah.
Church, we better be making spiritual preparation. All of the things we've heard about, all of our life that I read to you in chapter 5 of Revelation, it is upon us, church. There's not much but a blink of an eye in the time frame of eternity. Just a blink of an eye is left before the Son of God stands up and His Father says, take the book and begin to open the seals. Oh, and it's not much long after that before He says, Son, put down your priestly garments, put on your kingly robes, and go get my children!
All right.
You better be ready.
Yeah.
I said, and you better be ready. Well, how am I going to be ready, Pastor? You're going to sanctify yourself today, for tomorrow you're going where you've never gone before. You're going to sanctify yourself today because there's battles and struggles by the enemy of your soul who will come against you as a roaring lion seeking to devour you. He is coming for you. If not today, He'll be there tomorrow. Are you hearing me, church? I'm a little fighter. I'm going to sanctify myself today.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah. Church, it's how we make spiritual preparation for the return of the King of Kings. The Bible says He's coming and He's going to bring His reward with Him. And those who are going up with Him. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. I said, I want to go up with Him. How about you?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want to go up with Him and receive the reward that He has. Well, because once we go up with Him, the Bible says then the wrath of God
will be poured out. Are you hearing me, church? And during the time of God's wrath, I'm going to tell you something. There's false preachers out there telling you that after the rapture you can find salvation. I'm here to tell you that's false doctrine. And it is not in the Bible. You read anywhere where the wrath of God begins to happen, in the trumpets and in the vials, Brother Tommy, and there's not one soul that is repenting. And repentance must happen in order to find salvation. Are you hearing me this morning? Sanctification ought to be a lifestyle of the believer. Just like repentance ought to be a lifestyle of the believer.
Woo, can somebody shout hallelujah? You see, the Old Testament priest, hallelujah, he'd go in to prepare for the sacrifice.
Yeah.
And the Bible says he would go in and put on his linen garments.
Yeah.
And before he did anything else, he would consecrate himself unto God. And then he would go in and put on his robe. And before he did anything else, he would stop and consecrate himself before God. And then he would put on his ephod. And then he would stop and he would consecrate himself before he did anything else. And then he would put on his bonnet. And then he would stop. And then he would consecrate himself before he went on any further. You see, every step that the priest took in his life, he was preparing for the sacrifice. Are you hearing me, church?
Yes,
he was preparing. Hallelujah. His life was a picture of the sacrifice of the believer. Hallelujah. For you, know you not that your bodies are a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service.
Yes, sir.
Church, that's entry level. That's elementary stuff for believers. If you're not presenting yourself a living sacrifice unto God, you missed out already. Get back to the altar.
Yes.
Understand what sacrifice is. And if you don't know, look up at Jesus dying on the cross for you.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, Lord, thank you.
Amen. Then you'll understand what sacrifice is. Then you'll know the cost and the price of being a living sacrifice.
Praise God.
Unto God.
Praise God.
You see, every step the priest took in preparing for the sacrifice was a picture of sacrifice in his own life. The sacrifice didn't happen, church. Listen to me. The sacrifice did not happen because the priest prepared. But the priest prepared because there was going to be a sacrifice. And church, you and I ought to prepare ourselves. You and I ought to prepare ourselves. Oh, hallelujah. He says he's coming back for his bride.
Yeah.
And she has made herself ready.
Yeah.
Oh, church, you've got to put on your robes. And then you've got to consecrate yourself. You've got to put on your ephod. And then you've got to consecrate yourself. You've got to put on your ephod and your bonnet. And then sacrifice.
Yeah.
And by consecrating yourself unto God again. Sacrifice didn't happen because the priest prepared, but the priest prepared because of the sacrifice. And because of the precious sacrifice of the Lamb of God, church, we must prepare. Because of what Jesus did for us, we must continue to set ourselves apart for Him. I said, because of what Jesus did for us, we must then set aside ourselves and consecrate and dedicate and sanctify our lives again to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many of you know it gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by?
Yeah.
Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I'm here to tell you, church, the devil will try to tell you, oh, that the relationship you once had with Jesus, it was so sweet and wonderful. And look at you. You're falling away from it. I want you to know something. I don't care where you've been. Where Jesus is usually right where you left Him. And if you'll go back to find Him, He'll still be right where you left Him. And when you begin to walk after Him and call out on His name, He'll come back to you with a love you've never known.
Come on,
devil likes to perch on our shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And whisper in our ears. And church, I don't even know why we listen to him. When you see the devil's mouth moving, you ought to know he's lying and don't even listen to what he's saying. He's a liar.
He's a liar. He's the father of every lie. So if you see his little lips doing this, don't even pay attention. It's a lie. Don't even try to hear what he's saying. It's a lie. No truth in him at all. Hallelujah. But when, it's so sad, church. We're so quick to try to hear and decipher and look and listen to what the devil's telling us. And there's Jesus standing somewhere in the shadows. And he's whispering quietly to us, "Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. I love you with a lie. You can never understand. If you'll just come to me, if you'll just surrender, if you'll just sanctify yourself, I'll come to you and I will love you with a love you've never experienced before."
Amen.
But instead of hearing the Savior's gentle, sweet, loving voice, we're paying attention to what the devil is saying. And he's lying.
Amen.
And he's lying. Hallelujah. Church, we must continue to set ourselves apart. Because of the precious sacrifice of the Lamb of God, we must prepare. We must make ourselves ready. How do we do that, Pastor? Well, I'm ready. I got saved. Well, praise God. I'm glad you're saved. When did you get saved? Some say I got saved when I was 6. Some say I got saved when I was 12. Some say I got saved when I was 18. Praise God. Are you saved now? Are you walking with Him today? Are you walking daily in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Church, are we saved right now?
Yes.
If you are, praise God.
Amen.
Get sanctified today.
Amen.
Somebody told me one time, said, "Preacher, sanctification is a one-time thing." No, it's not. Can you prove it? Sure I can. Did you know that the Israelites were sanctified by the blood of the Lamb they put on their doorstep? It sanctified them from death and destruction of the death angel that was coming over them that night. Are you hearing me, church?
Yes, sir.
But did you know that they needed to be baptized under the cloud of Moses? And they needed to get baptized in the sea? Well, praise God. Why? It's another place of sanctification where they were set apart and filled with the power of God to do the work that was ahead of them.
Yes.
And you're going to another place. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I said you're going to another place. If you're still where you're at when Jesus first found you, you're wasting so great a salvation. Are you hearing me, church? You better be moving onward and upward in Christ Jesus. You better be seeking for more of Him. You better be taking the one talent of salvation that He gave you and turning it into 10.
Amen.
Are you hearing me, church?
Listen to Him.
Oh, hallelujah. Church, we must be filled. We must be sanctified. We must be sanctified today because we do not know the battle or the struggle or the enemy that we will face tomorrow. So here they were, man. They'd gone through the wilderness. They got sanctified by the blood in Egypt. Hallelujah. They got sanctified by the cloud and by the water as they went through the Red Sea. They went through the wilderness. And how many times did they go to the tabernacle? Hallelujah. With a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day would sanctify Israel as God would speak to them from between the wings of the cherubim. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, but here they are now. And they're about to step over into the promised land. And what does Joshua have to say to them? He said, "You need to stop again. You've got yourself all the way from Egypt. And now here you are, church. How many of you realize we're about to step over into our promised land? But before we can go, we got to stop and sanctify ourselves again."
Yeah. All right. I believe
we got to purify ourselves again. We got to look at our wedding garments and say, "What? Where did that spot come from? I didn't see that there last week." You better get your robes washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. Are you hearing me, church? You better get the spots and the wrinkles and the blemishes off of your wedding garments, because if you don't, you're not going to the wedding!
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Whew, can somebody still say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you something. If you're living and dibbling in sin, God will not understand. For somebody to say, "Well, God understands. He knows me." Yeah, He does know you. And that's why He came and died for you. Because He knows you. And you without Jesus, you're a stinking, filthy, rotten sinner. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
None of us. None of us
is anything without Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come ye sinners, lost and hopeless. Jesus' love can make you free. For He saved the worst among you when He saved a wretch like me. How many of you can say that?
Amen. Amen.
Church, you better be able to say that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know what? I proudly stand in front of you and I tell you, I'm the worst wretch Jesus saved in this bunch. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Because if each one of us can feel like we're the wretch that got saved,
amen,
we're not going to be looking down our nose at our brother and sister. We're not going to be trying to pick them apart. We're not going to be trying to tear them up. We're going to be trying to lift them up.
Amen.
We're not going to be trying to push them down. We're going to be trying to build them up.
Amen.
We're going to exhort them to press on for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We're going to tell them like Brother Paul, forget those things which are behind. Who cares about what your past was? Who cares about the sins that you went through? Who cares of how far down deep in the dirt the devil drug you? Oh, you ought to be shouting the praises of God for where you are right now today. Not somebody say hallelujah.
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 We've seen the devil's praises way too much. We want to say how far and how deep the devil drug us. We ought to be praising God and saying how wonderful Jesus is, for look how far He brought me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Church, it's a matter of perspective. Paul said, I forget those things. This one thing I do.
Yeah.
It's not a 12-step program. It's not a 10-step program. It's not even a 3-step program. Paul said, one thing I do. And if you'll do the same thing, you'll be as successful as he was. Are you hearing me? God's no respecter of person. If He did it for Brother Paul, He'll do it for you.
Amen.
This one thing I do, I forget those things which are back there, and I'm reaching for that. I'm going for the prize. I'm not going to let it. You don't want it? Fine. I'm going to go get it. You don't want it? Stay where you are. I'm running. I'm going as far and as fast as I can. I'm going to stop there. I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I started out with Jesus and I'm going through.
Yes, sir.
Are you determined like that today, church?
Amen.
Are you determined like that today? Now, I didn't say get cocky. I said get determined. I didn't say get overconfident and arrogant. I said get determined. There's a difference. If you stand up and say, well, I ain't never going to get lost. You know what? Beware. The Bible says, when you think you stand, beware lest you fall.
Amen.
The devil knows just what trick to throw up right up your sleeve. He got one in his sleeve. He'll throw it right at you. Right when you think you got it all in the bag, he'll throw one at you you ain't never seen before.
That's right.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Amen.
You better, with humility and with a consecrated and with a sanctified life every day, be looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith.
Yeah.
As you look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, the rest of that verse says, you ought to be laying aside every sin and every weight which doth so easily beset you. Are you hearing me, church?
Yes,
you better be walking onward and upward in Christ Jesus. I'm going to ask you this morning, church, right now, are you filled with the blood of Jesus?
Yes.
Right now, are you being washed with the waters of His Word?
Yes.
Right now, are you filled with the Spirit of God? The Holy Ghost, the Comforter sent by the Father.
Praise God.
Are you going to consecrate yourself today?
Yes.
While it is called today?
Yes.
The Bible says if we don't consecrate ourselves today while it is called today, we will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. The blood, the water, and the Spirit, church, we must be filled with it today. In Joshua chapter 3, I read to you, Israel was removing from a place, the Bible says, they were removing from a place called Kittim. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
That word kittim in the Hebrew means to be fierce, to be pierced, to be scourged, to be flogged. Hallelujah.
How many of you know that in the wilderness journey, we are going to be pierced like Jesus was pierced? Hallelujah. Woo! What are we going to be pierced by? Somebody nailing us to a cross? No. We're going to be pierced by the Word of God. For the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Piercing and dividing asunder of the soul and of the spirit, of the joints and of the marrow. And is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart.
Amen.
Church,
amen.
If you're following Jesus, you're going to be pierced. Are you hearing me, church? The Word of God is going to pierce you. The Word of God is going to cut you. The Word of God is going to divide in you that which is truth from that which is false. The Word of God is going to divide you. It's going to separate in your life that which is like Him from that which is still unlike Jesus. And church, as He begins to slice away on those things that are not Him by His Word, we ought to take those things to the cross and let Jesus crucify them and pierce them to His cross.
Amen.
So that what is left in us is just like Jesus.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Be Jesus in me. No longer me, but Thee. Resurrection power. Fill me this hour.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yes.
Be Jesus. In me.
Sweet Jesus.
Oh, Israel, removed from the place of piercing, removed from the place of flogging, removed from the place of scourgings. Oh, hallelujah, church. Do you know why we come together in the house of God? I'm here to tell you. How many of you felt the Spirit of God today? Just flowing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, just flowing. Yeah. Right here. Hallelujah, it was washing us. You know what it was doing? It was sanctifying us. Yeah. If we were allowing it, it was sanctifying us. But I'm here to tell you, church, as soon as you walk out of here today, the devil's waiting in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
He can't come in here and mess with you and me. Did you know that? He can't come where the Spirit of God is. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Okay.
He can't come in here, brother.
No, he can't, brother.
But you know what? As we individually leave here and begin to go to our places of abode, our work, our things that we got to do, the devil's waiting in the parking lot.
Amen.
And you're going to say, oh, we like sheep. Oh, Lord, we are slaughtered all the day long. How many of you feel like that? You feel like, man, as soon as you get home and you're out from church, oh, how many of you love to come to church?
Man.
Oh, man, I love to come to church in the presence and the Spirit of God and feel that liberty and feel that freedom to know that the devil can't come mess with me while I'm in here giving you the Word of God.
Right. Amen.
He's waiting on every one of us out in the parking lot. And as soon as you get out there, He's coming after you.
Yeah.
And the Lord is going to allow Him certain places and certain things in your life that you might be pierced, that you might be flogged, and that you might be scourged.
That's battle.
Do you know why?
Yeah.
Because He loves you.
Because He loves you.
Because He loves you. Praise the Lord. So here we are, church. In the book of Joshua chapter 3, He was describing what it was like being in the house of God. He said, and they left a place called Kittim where they were being pierced and scourged and flogged.
Yeah.
And they came together in the sanctuary. You wonder why it's called sanctuary? It's a sanctuary. It's a place where we can come. And no devils can follow us in here.
Amen.
Yeah. Are you all here?
Yes.
Oh, sometimes the devil tries to show up. But you know what? If you just begin to worship and glorify God. I mean, we've seen things like this, haven't we?
Yes.
We've seen old evil spirits come in with somebody. The gentleman sat down right here. He was angry as can. So we just begin to pray and begin to worship God.
Yes.
It wasn't long before He couldn't take that no more.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think if I just said, he just said, church, that ought to give us just a feeling of peace and joy knowing that, you know what? Don't worry about no devil coming in.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, if somebody is playing, you know, like another gentleman that I've seen, or he came walking in his door, he came to me looking. He said, "Is this a safe place?"
Yeah.
I said, "Jesus is here. You can't get any safer than that."
Amen.
Right. In the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. Yes. He found Jesus that morning.
Yes.
And he went and got rid of all the other devils that was in his life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a safe place, church. This is the house of God. This is where we remove ourselves from the place of flogging, of piercing, and of scourgings, so that we might do what? Sanctify ourselves for tomorrow. Sanctify ourselves for tomorrow. Church, I'm telling you, I've told you this. I've 2 years now, I've been telling you this. You never know if this is your last service. So as Sister Carol comes to the piano, I want you to bow your heads. Now, I don't want to do that. Church, I'm going to invite every one of you to come to the front this morning. And let's just begin to speak to the Lord. Come on, I want you to just come right across the front here and let's just pray one for another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to pray one for another that we are sanctified today for the battles that are coming against us tomorrow. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Prepare me. Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Come on, gather around. Hallelujah.